First, shkoyach to Adam for organizing this. It's a big schus. It's Sunday, sitting in England, learning a little bit. Get a text that the finals is finishing. One of Chazik. So shkoyach for inviting me just to share. It's not much a big thing. Finals. Share exactly right now what the hashkaf is. So holding by a very exciting time of the year. That just entered into Chodesh Shvat. Today was the Yirtzai of the Rebbe Bzusha, Zchus Yagalinu. Tomorrow night we have the Baba Sali's Yirtzai. Next night we have the Sfas Emes. What are you holding now? If you go, this is such an exciting time. If you go through right now, the next 15 days, in every 15 days for the next 4 months is something. Listen to this, yeah? You have Rosh Chodesh Shvat. You have Tu B'Shvat. Rosh Chodesh Adar. Then you have Purim Katan this year. Then you have Rosh Chodesh Adar again. Then you have Purim. Then you have Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Then you have Pesach. Then you have Rosh Chodesh Iyar. You have all Sfiras Omer, which 18 days later is Lag BaOmer. 12 days later is Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Then you have Shavuos. So we don't go 15 days for the next 4 months without having a Simcha. It's an unbelievable thing to think about. So that means that there's the time for Yid now to step up and build, to grow with it. That things are growing. Alpi Beishamai, right? Alpi Beishamai. You know, it's Machlokes and Gemara Rosh Hashanah, first Mishnah, is that there's Arba Rosh Hashanah's the year. So Beis Shammai paskins that Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan is Rosh Chodesh Shvat. So Alpi Beis Shammai, the already sap went up in the tree, right? And that the Indian is that things are already starting to sprout a little bit. So we have to realize that the Tev of the world also is Mashpi Antakla Yisrael a lot. So we have to know that things in the world start starting to come out. So we're holding a Shvat already, so... I share machshava, thought of on Yom Rishon this week. I think it's something very important. It's given me a lot of chizuk, so share with the chaver b'siyat l'shmayim. Piyakdama of Rubenstein, I spoke to him right before I came here, sends regards to the chaver. So it's a good thing. So if you look, the beginning of Parshas Bo. Right, we know we're entering into now to the next shlav of the Makos. Okay, if we're holding by the spheres a little bit, we know that the spheres have broken up into 7 and 3. If you look, the Makos also, it's no coincidence, the Makos are 7, this week is 3. This person says, if you have the eyes of Primus, you see something going on here. But listen to what it says here. Laeva Moshe V'aron El Paro V'yomri Elav Ko Amar Hashem Elokei Ivrim An Masai Mi'anta Le'anos Mi'panai. Says, how much longer are you not going to be humbled in front of me? And what do they say? Shalach Ami V'yavduni. Hashem says, send out my nation so that they can serve me. So this concept, or this saying of Shalach Ami V'Yavduni comes up by almost every single Makkah. And if not by each Makkah, then it's right around there. The concept is what? Shalach Ami V'Yavduni. Every time Moshe goes to Paro, says, tell Paro, by the way, that Shalach Ami send them a nation V'Yavduni, so that they can serve me. So, person might ask, why would you tell that to Paro? Like, by the way, Paro, send out them so they can go serve their God and not you anymore. That's basically what it is. Right, because we know that Paro treated himself as a god. I in Rumasin Shir from last week. He told the whole Mitzrayim he was a god. Mm-hmm. But also you continually see Shalach Ami V'Yavduni, V'Yavduni, V'Yavduni. A step back, you know, the first time that Moshe has an interaction with Hashem is by the Sneh. Right? So by the Sneh. So Moshe says, "Nu, what's the deal? What's going on here?" So what does Hashem say to Moshe? When after all this, when I take them out, the simin, right, that you know that there's a gula, right, the simin that you know that things are really happening, is that what? That after this whole thing, because it's pointing out, you might not believe in me by Yitzhak Zerai, by Kriyas Yom Tov, but how are you going to know that what I'm telling you is true? Tavdun es ha'elokim al har hazeh. That you're going to come to this har, and you're going to serve me. Tavdun al har hazeh, on this mountain. No, this was when Hashem was speaking to Moshe, by the snap, by the burning bush. So now a Jew has to ask himself, when you continuously come up and say, Shlach mi v'yavduni, we're reading Dumishtai Mikra, so you ask yourself, Shlach mi v'yavduni, what does that have to do with me? Because you know that the Babish Rabbi says, that a Jew has to live with the Parshios. So the Parshios aren't just talking about something that happened back in the day, they happen now. Right? The Kriya is Ma'or Dizman. So we have to realize, what's the shaykhus when we're reading, when we're going to read this week again, Shalach Ami V'Yavduni. So, Siyat HaShemayah. We know the Indian Mitzrayim, Tzidat Tzadik says, Blizhar Rav Zechus HaGelenu, says, we've said this before, but it's always kedai to hear this Torah. If you haven't heard it before, it's mamash kedai to hear it. Is that we know that when we come into to Mitzrayim, it says, Ve'ilish mos b'nei Yisrael ha-ba'im Mitzrayim. Ha-ba'im Mitzrayim. So Tzvila Tzadik says that within the word ba'im is Merami's all the galiuses that Klal Yisrael has. Because he says that ba'im is Bez, is Bavel. Aleph is Edom. Yud is Yavon. Mem is Madai. The Dal galiuses that Klal Yisrael has. It's an obvious question. Is Mitzrayim not like chashiv enough galus? Okay, you could say those are the four galus. What about Mitzrayim? Mitzrayim is the worst of all. So that's what it says. It says Ve'ilash mas b'nei Yisrael ha'ba'im Mitzrayim, because all those ba'im are rooted within Mitzrayim. Because Mitzrayim isn't just a one galus. Any galus that a Jew ever has, whether it's a yirida, whether it's that you feel that things are you're going through tzaros, that's called Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is a klalius. That's why everything we do, we don't say Zecher liyitzias Bavel, right? Zecher liyitzias Yavan. I think Zecher liyitzias Mitzrayim. Why? Because that's happening now also. We're living with Mitzrayim now too. We know that Mitzrayim is in. What do we have in Mitzrayim? Avoda kasha. Mekotze ruach me avoda kasha. That what work was hard. So what would that be for us, Chevra? It's college. College is hard. People go through hard times in college. You have to study for, can't learn as much. You have midterms. Right? Person's work works. You're in school. Whatever it is, but that's called avodah kasha. Finals is avodah kasha. Midterms is avodah kasha. So, what we're, and by the way, I'm mamash speaking to myself. So what we're always used to saying is that what? If I had more time, Shem, if I had more time, if I didn't have finals, didn't have this, Shem, I would be mamash tzadik. Mamash, I would learn all day. I would be even greater than Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Hashem, if I had time, Hashem, I'm so busy with my college. I don't have the time right now, Hashem. And then the question is, and when you finish those finals, then what? So what Hashem's telling us is that Shalach Ami, when you're sent out, I'm just telling you, within these 10 makos, listen carefully what I'm telling Paro. Shalach Ami. Why? What's the taklis? Ve'yavduni, because you're going to come serve me. It's not Shalach Ami so you can go sit on a beach somewhere. Again, obviously we know we have to relax, we have to chill out. That's obvious. But it's that, what's the goal here? Is the goal that Shalach Ami so that I can just step back and be like, you know, I just need to just free myself? But that's Shalach Ami V'yavduni. Now you can serve me. Now you can give to me a little bit. I know you did Avodah Kasha. But now what Shalach Ami? But you have to say what? V'yavduni. Because we know, like Rav Moshe Tzvi says a lot, is that Yitzias Mitzrayim, the tachas of Yitzias Mitzrayim was to come to say Na'asa V'nishma. That's why Yitzias Mitzrayim's Gematria 891 is Gematria exactly Na'asa V'nishma. Because they go hand in hand. Yitzias Mitzrayim is supposed to lead you to say Na'asa V'nishma. Because one is telling on the other. So it happens to be that Shalach Ami V'yavduni is B'Gematria Torah. Hashem's saying that, what? I'm going to free you. I'm going to free you from your finals. You're going to have that off time. What? V'yavduni. Shalach mi v'yavduni, matcha Torah. Now learn. Now show me that you can learn. So now you might say that, hold on a second. Finals of air, I need a break. You hear me? It's not if I was just free the whole time and nothing was hard, then okay, then yeah. But finals and stuff, school is hard. Like, I just need to chill out. So, Siat Shmaya, I'm going to give over a hashkafa that I think is something very important to just that it's primistic hashkafa. Rav Matal said this before, Rav Rubenstein said this in him before. It goes like this. Why ve'yavduni? Right? Why ta'avdun? Eselokim ala harzeh? Why not a different lashon of like, I don't know, eved? It's like lashon of an eved, of a slave. Why that? Why ta'avduni? So the Arizal says in Shar Kavanos, he says that the whole inyan of Galus Mitzrayim, he said this today in the group, that the whole inyan of Galus Mitzrayim was solely just to purify Klal Yisrael. For example, if you have gold, right, you have a jewel, we said this morning, right, if you have a diamond, it's called a diamond in the rough. Why is it called a diamond in the rough? Because when you pull out a diamond, it's very disgusting, it's very muddy, you have to clean it. But cleaning it, you might say, imagine if someone finds a diamond, and you walk to the store and be like, what are you like cleaning over there? What are you like chopping out? Oh, it's a diamond. You'd be like, what are you crazy? You're chopping a diamond? But what would the diamond dealer say? No. In order to make a good diamond, you have to break it down a little bit. So now Hashem is the diamond dealer. Hashem knows that Hashem's crown jewel is Klal Yisrael. So So Hashem says, "Ayis was gishmak," but I need to break them down so that what's the mamish come out. That's why all of a sudden, from 430 years in Mitzrayim or 210 years in Mitzrayim, 49 days later, we're mekabel the Torah. Torah was created before the world, and the answer is yes, because we were purified in Mitzrayim. That the whole inyan of Galut Mitzrayim was just to purify us. But the nekuda is to have a mentality of what? Of an Evet. So I'll give you a mashal. I remember when I used to be a big Giants fan back in the day. Remember the Giants won the Super Bowl when I was Shana Bet. Right? They beat the Patriots. They beat them last time also. But one of the things, remember, you know, after the team wins the Super Bowl, they make like one of those like big videos. So I remember seeing in that video is that things at the end of the season, I think the Giants were 7-7. Yes? They needed to win their last two games to make the playoffs. Right? They ended up winning the Super Bowl. But I remember the video showing is that their coach brought in to practice one day. He brought in like people from the Air Force to give them like a schmooze, to give them like a speech. A schmooze, right? To give them a speech. Right? So what was the point of doing that? Why did he do this for his team? To show them that what? The mentality of someone who's in the Air Force is that what? Is that I'm in the Air Force, I'm fighting a war. When you're in the Air Force, what's your hashkafa when you're in the army? It's called the hashkafa of like, it's all for the boss. Whatever my master says, that's what I'm doing. I don't ask questions. I don't say I need to relax right now. I'm going to do it. Why? Because that's the mentality. And that's what he wanted to tell his team. To don't just like, you know what I mean, to fire them up a little bit. So Elif Alfei Abdullahs for us, for Klal Yisrael also. That's the message that what Hashem keeps saying, what? An Evet, Tavduni, Tavduni. I want you to serve me like an Evet serves me. That what, knowing that what, it's all for the boss. But what's the Nekuda Chevra? What Hashem was teaching us is that, look what you just did in Mitzrayim. You served me, you served Paro as an Evet. I mean, you didn't sleep, Pashas, and it was very hard, but you did it, and you survived it. Hashem saying, you know why you did that? You know what the tachlis of that was? You know what the tachlis of the suffering was? To show that what? That you can serve me out of suffering also. Is that, you ever hear that Nekuda, that like, you know, you're a big sports fan in life, you know, you go to, I hate this mashal, but I love this mashal, yeah? Mm-hmm. You ever hear people when they're in New York, and like it's cold out during Sukkot, and they won't go in the Sukkot because it's freezing out, right? Like, it's too cold for me. I dare you to ask that same person, say, would you go to a Giant game in negative 40 degrees weather without your shirt on wearing a Giants thing on your face? Would you go? Of course I'd go. You're talking about for the Giants, anything. Why would you go? It's because this is my team. So what that teaches a Jew is, apichsidis, the way we see this, is that look that you can do that. That teaches you that you can do this also for Avodas Hashem. So the whole tachlis of Galus Mitzrayim, why I'm so hard, teach us that what? That even when things are hard, you can serve me as an Evet. But you can have that hashkafa that what? That you can serve me even when things are hard. You can push that extra limit. Because an Evet doesn't ask questions to his master. His master says, jump, what does the Evet say? How high? And that's what Hashem wants us to have that hashkafa. To is that what? That you're lamala min ateva. It's not saying that Hashem's saying, you know what? You work harder now. Hashem's saying, you have the kochos. It's a different hashkafa. It's not a hashkafa of coming now, I'm going to beat you if you don't do this. Hashem's saying it, you mamash have these kochos. And I revealed within you that you have these kochos. Believe in yourself that you can do it. And that's the whole metzias that's coming out. Tavdun. Shalachami ve'avduni. As an Evet. Because an Evet finds a way to get it done. And this is the nekuda of an Evet versus a Ben. Tzvi the Tzaddik says, Parsas Mishpatim, the beginning of Mishpatim starts like this. It says, V'eile ha-Mishpatim asher tasim lefneihem, ki sikne eved ivri, sheishanim yavod, uvashvi yatzich lechavshi chinam. Okay, so you have an eved ivri, so what does he do? He works for 6 years, uvashvi yatzich lechavshi chinam. And on the seventh, he goes free. So Tzvi Tzadik says a b'darach tesviros, that you work, mitzad gevura is 6, and number 7 is chesed. But you could also say it like this. When you hear 6 and 7, what do you think of right away? Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh is built on this inyan of 6 days of the week. Right? Sheishes Yom Tavodu Vashvi, right? Is the seventh. It's Shabbos. So what does this mean, Chevra? You know what? There's a concept called Misha Tarech Be'erev Shabbos. A person who works hard on Erev Shabbos. We're just talking about all the 6 days of the week. Yochal B'Shabbos. Will eat on Shabbos. Now, it's not just talking about physical food. It's talking about you're going to eat from the pear spiritually of Shabbos also. But what do we see is how do you, how, meaning, from that, what do you see? How can a person taste of Shabbos? You can't just show up at Kabbalah Shabbos and be like, oh, Shabbos, Givaldik. You know, let me just shut off my my TV and the highlights. Let me get one more highlight in. Okay, Shem, Kabbalah Shabbos. Mamish, you know, you have the people who come in with, you know, all the excited for Shabbos. Okay, let's have a Gishmak. Pasha says they're not going to have a Gishmak Shabbos. Why? Because you didn't prepare. You didn't work for it. You weren't Torech yourself to taste of Shabbos. So that's what it means. V'yashpatim, the what? Sheshes Yamim Tavodu. You're going to work 6 years. And what? In the seventh, you're going to free. It's remembrance to Shabbos. That when a Jew puts himself as an Eved during the week and says, you know, I'm going to work. If I have to, and especially now that we're free a little bit. Say, you know what? Even though I can relax, I'm going to push myself a little bit. Why? Because I just realized how many people here stayed up all night studying for a final. You have to raise your hands. But remember when I was in college, remember that was a regular thing. You have finals time. If you have to, you stay up all night for it. Okay, now you don't have to do that for Torah. That's not what Hashem doesn't expect that from a person. But to know that, what? You have these kochos. You have kochos to push a little bit. Again, the Yitzhar is not really going to fight you to study for a final. He'll let you do that. He'll fight you if you want to stay up a little bit longer to learn Torah. But a Jew has to realize that you have these kochos. Tavdun, you have the kochos to be an Eved. You made yourself an Eved to your teachers. Mamish. How much more so? What Hashem's teaching you, the derech is though, that what? It's just a revelation that look what you can do. Givat, look what you can do. And that's it. And then you could taste of Shabbos. That's why then you could become a Ben. That's why Ben, we know that in Menatzpach, right, the Sofites also have Gematrias. So that Chav Sofites Gematria 500, Mem Sofit is 600, Nun Sofit is 700. So if you take Ben, what's Gematria Ben? Be is Nun. Nun Sofit is 700. 702 is Gematria Shabbos. So Ben, not Shaykh to Shabbos. But only if you treat yourself like an Eved during the week, that you work hard, that's all for the boss, then what? Oh, then you can taste of Shabbos. But it's that mentality of an Eved that I'll get anything done if I have to. Hashem wants us to reveal our kochos, to realize that. Not that you're a slave, because you know you're not a slave, because it's Avinu Malkeinu. You know that it's Hashem. But the best thing for a father isn't when a son just says, you know what, you're my father, so therefore I can just sit back and do nothing. Because why? You're going to love me anyway, it's free. So now that's good. But what's even better for a father? When he sees that the son really wants to deserve it. Right? Hashem wants to be mashbiantas everything. Right? We know, going back to the basics, why did Hashem create the world? So 101 of Pnimius HaTorah, why did Hashem create the world? Lehetiv labrios, to give good. So what's the obvious question that Ramchal asked in Das Tevunos? So why doesn't he just give good? Because it's called Nama de Kisufa. Because Hashem doesn't want you to be shamed that what? That you don't deserve it. Hashem wants you to deserve it. Why? Because then you feel like you did something. Because then you feel like, what? I earned this. Hashem wants you to have that good feeling. It's an amazing thing to think about, though. The Rachmanas of the Borei Olam, that he can do everything good. But he wants you to feel that you earned it. Just, you see the goddess of, don't need to say anything about Hashem, but just, you see the goddess of like, such a creator, right? Us, we think, you know, I'm going to give to someone so they know I gave to them. Imagine saying that, you know, I could give it to you, but you let them deserve it instead. It's a hard thing to do because you want to feel like, you know, I can give you, you didn't deserve it. The Borei Olam created the world. He doesn't need anything from us. He doesn't need us to do anything. But Hashem says, but I want you to feel like you earned it. The whole Nekuda is what? To be completely battle to Hashem. It's all Malchus Shemayim. To be Mekabal, an all is a yoke. Right? To be Mekabal, all Malchus Shemayim. That's what Hashem wants from us. So, Chevra, when are we Mekabal, all Malchus Shemayim every day? Say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That's to be Mekabal, all Malchus Shemayim. So the Zohar says that Lasid Lavo, it's going to, right today, we say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, and we say quietly, Baruch Shein Kivod Machzor Olam Ved. So if you look at the difference between them two, is that within Shema is 25 letters, and Baruch Shein is 24 letters. So the Zohar says that Lasid Lavo is going to be, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, U Baruch Shein Kivod Machzor Olam Ved. There's going to be an extra Vav. U Baruch Shein Kivod Machzor Olam Ved. So it's very nice. Because if you take the gematria of Tavdun Es Elokim Al, right, you know that Hashem says to Moshe, you're going to serve me Al HaHarazeh. So Tavdun Es Elokim Al is gematria 1124, is gematria exactly Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad U. With that extra vav, which is the vav of Mashiach, it's going to come. So now this Ram is of Hashem saying to Moshe, Tavdun Es Elokim Al HaHarazeh, right? It's Shaykh to us also. He's talking to us. That you're going to come to serve me also, Hashem says. As we agav, we know what's this mountain talking about? Har Sinai. This is nice because Har Sinai is Gematria Purim. And we know that Purim was what? It was Kabbalah Satorah. So it's part of this also. That Purim is that day of Kabbalah Satorah. And it's before it comes to Shavuos. So we're building up the Kabbalah Satorah now. So that's the Inyan. Ta'avdunus alakim al-arzeh. Shema Yisrael Hashem al-kenu Hashem. Echad u. And that's why you see, if you were to say, who's the closest person to Hashem that ever lived? It's Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why Hashem says about Moshe Rabbeinu, b'chol beisi nemanhu. He's the one who's in my house. So if he's in Hashem's house, what would you say about Moshe? He's a ben of Hashem. But what does Hashem say about Moshe? When Miriam and Aaron speak Lashon Hara, what does Hashem say? Lo kein avdi Moshe. Moshe is called an Eved. An Eved, he's not an Eved, he's a ben. Avdi Moshe? So Moshe spoke about this like 5-6 years ago in Shir, that the Eved's not, we're brought up thinking that what an Eved is like a bad thing. But that, you know why Moshe Rabbeinu was so great? Because he could have said, I'm a ben of Hashem. But that's not how Moshe lived. He said, I know I'm a ben of Hashem, but I'm going to treat myself as I'm an Eved of Hashem. Why? Because I'm never going to stop working. Because the ben could relax. Hashem said, Moshe said, I don't want that relaxing. I'm going to push. I'm going to, even though I know I don't have to, because I did everything already, but I'm going to push harder. Lokein avdi Moshe. And so it's nice, because if you take the now in gematrias, there's a concept called miloy. So let's say, for example, the word aleph. So aleph can be spelled aleph lamed pe. Yeah, and beis can be beis yud taf, yeah? So if you take the word avdi Moshe, so avdi, let's spell avdi b'miloy. So ayin is ayin yud nun, 130. Beis is beis yud taf, is 412. Dalet, dalet lamed taf, 430. Yud is yud vav dalet, 20. So it gives you 996. Avdi. 996, can match you exactly. Mashiach ben David, u Mashiach ben Yosef. Because that's the hashkafa of a Mashiach dik a Jew. What's the hashkafa of a Mashiach dik a Jew? Is that what? Avdi Moshe. I'm going to serve Hashem as an Eved. I'm going to push. Even though we know we're a Ben. That's why we say Avinu Malkenu. But we say Avinu before Malkenu. We know that. Why? Because before Hashem's our Malkenu, first he's our father. We're a Ben. But Hashem says, you know what the biggest nachas is? That you're my Ben, but you treat yourself like an Eved. Means that you keep pushing. So coincidence that this week's parsha, Chodesh Hazeh Lachem. Happens to be that Chodesh Hazeh Lachem is Gematria Mashiach Ben David. We'll speak about this in the next Torah. We'll say another one or two Torahs after this. But that's the Ashkafa Chavra. To realize now that we have off time. To see the what? The Shalach Ami V'Avduni. That you have off time now. You have that ability now. Now push. Say Hashem, I just revealed my kochos. Let me show you how much bigger my kochos are. Because when things are hard now, that you want to just relax a little bit, but if you push a little bit harder, you'll see what you can get from this time, with this man now, Bein Azmanim, you can grow bigger than everything else. Now, part of Bein Azmanim is that you have to relax. Meaning that you have to. It's healthy. But to know that what? The hashkafa of Bein Azmanim is not quantity, it's quality. How do I spend it? My quality of it. Am I growing in it? In the next Torah, we'll share that this Indian also. But the quality, that I show Hashem, I'm a quality of Hashem. My qualities that I'm always thinking about you, even though I'm free now, but what I never leave the base measures. I bring the base measures with me wherever I go. Behold Rechach de Egu, Bashantov says. Shvisa Shan Negdi Summit. Bishava and everything. So Chevra, it's an important ashkafa to realize that. Shalachami Vyavduni keeps coming up. But Shalachami, when you're sent out, Vyavduni. Now's the time to really step up. Because a gullus is when you're stuck in a college classroom. You're stuck in some of these meaningless classes. Right, which a lot of chaver tells me, a kid takes a class on like the history of coffee. Who cares about the history of coffee? But you have to study for it, and you have to waste your time studying for it. That's Golas Mitzrayim shtickle. Again, it's not Golas Mitzrayim, but that's bechina of a Golas. It's avoda kasha, and finals are hard, and chaver works very hard. Even if you're taking chemistry and all these things that are important, even in smicha, the bechinas are hard. Right, but you have to know that avoda kasha, but it teaches you that what you can push even further. That's the Avdi Moshe. That's the Ashkaf of an Eved of Hashem. So, Chavis Piyatz Shemaya, Hashem should give us the Kochos to realize that we have these Kochos. To be Megal these Kochos. And Hashem gives us that Siyat Dishmaya. And to be also that Avdi B'Milo is Gematria exactly Siyat Dishmaya also. Is that when a person treats himself as an Eved of Hashem, Hashem says, oh, I see that you're being Moser Nefesh, you're going to have Siyat Dishmaya where you do. So, Chavis, the Iker, which is Mamish higher than anything else, is that Mida of Siyat Dishmaya. We know that Mais with Baal Shem Tov, not for now. But I'll just say to myself, why not? That basically on Motzi Shabbos, there's a whole passage we say on Motzi Shabbos. If you look at the end, you daven for, it's called Ribon Kolam. Right? So you ask for Shari Ora, Shari, familiar with this? Shari Orach Yomim, Shari Torah, Shari Zohar, Shari Zorakia, Shari Chua, Shari Chuva. It's like 50 sharm you ask Hashem to give to you. So there's one time on a Motzi Shabbos that the Baal Shem Tov had a Malamak with the Chassidim were talking about which one is the most important shar. Right, which of all the sharm is the most important one in Avodah Hashem? Maybe it would be Shari Torah, Shari Tefillah, Shari Tshuva, Shari Hava. Right, which one? Which one would it be? So one of them said Tshuva, one of them said Torah, one of them said Tefillah. And now, maybe the biggest Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov was his daughter, Udl. Right, she was always there also. She wrote a lot also. She's big tzaddikas. So she was behind the Mechitza, and she said, you're all wrong. That the main Shar to have over all the Sharm is the Shar of Siyata Dishmaya. And the Baal Shem Tov said, oh, I'm with her. Because that's the Ikran of Hashem. If you want Torah, if you want Tefillah, if you don't have Siyat Deshmaya, you have nothing. So the Ikr is Siyat Deshmaya. So again, Avdi B'miloy, which is Avdi Moshe, it's going to be match exactly 96, match exactly Siyat Deshmaya. So we treat ourselves in the Evid, that when we push the next level, then Hashem says, oh, I see that, and that's why you're a Ben to me. And so Ben's going to match your Shabbos, Ben's going to match your Eliyahu, you have Eliyahu Navi coming, Siyat Deshmaya, Zuchat that day. Tons of the Jets of Canaan for him, Amen.